This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Broomfield-based Ball Aerospace has won a $176 million contract to build space vehicles for the U.S. Space Force. The contract includes development and building of 10 such spacecraft for the Space Development Agency. The program operates under the U.S. Department of Defense and promotes national security in space. The vehicles are set to fly starting in 2024. The National Park Service says it will double the size for the historic site of the Sand Creek Massacre. Native American tribal leaders are calling the expansion a healing step for the ancestors of victims. William Walks Along is a member of the Northern Arapaho tribe.
But now I see it as a peaceful place again, a place that needs to be preserved forever.
U.S. soldiers killed more than 200 Native people in the attack in 1864. The expanded historic site in southeastern Colorado is now open to the public. The Colorado Rockies season is coming to an end. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports the baseball team largely underperformed.
The Rockies haven't made the Major League Baseball playoffs since 2018, when they were swept by the Milwaukee Brewers. This year, the team lost more than 90 games in what many viewed as a rebuilding year. Its biggest offseason player acquisition, Chris Bryant, was hampered by injuries all season long and didn't hit a single home run at Coors Field. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The Rockies' last game of the season is underway right now this afternoon against the Los Angeles Dodgers. In Denver, it's 68 degrees and partly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 72 degrees and clear. And in Montrose, it's 70 degrees and clear. This is CPR News.